Welcome everybody to episode 152 of Podcateers. Unfortunately, Mario could not join us this week, but Javier and I did have one of Javier's friends here with us for this episode. We talk about the Sith Happens show that I attended, Javier tries some new foods at California Adventure, we get a sneak peek into the new Fantasmic, and some articles written about a Disneyland map that will be going up for auction soon might confuse some people while angering others. Also, our next movie meetup is rapidly approaching, so if you plan on attending, please help us decide on what time and day you'd like to join us. The time we normally get together is not an option this time around, so we put together a little voting thing to figure out what time we can possibly all get together and on what day. So head on over to the Instagram account, Facebook, or even the blog post for this episode at podcateers.com/152. And cast your vote if you plan on joining us for the movie meetup. We'd love to hang out, watch the movie, and maybe have some food and drinks after. While you're over on the website, you'll find more information on things that we talk about in this episode there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and on YouTube. Just search for Podcateers. We would love it if you follow us and maybe tell a friend, help spread the word about the podcast. If you subscribe to us on YouTube, make sure that you hit the little bell icon so that you get updates on whenever we post new videos. Huge shout out goes out to all of our fairy godparents for all of their additional support via Patreon. If you would like to join them and become a fairy godparent of our podcast, you can do so for as little as $1 a month, or even with a one-time contribution by heading over to patreon.com/podcateers, or by going to podcateers.com and clicking on the Patreon logo for more information. If you shop on Amazon, a real simple way to give us a hand is by going to podcateers.com/Amazon first, clicking on the big old Amazon button that you're going to see on that page, and it'll take you to Amazon using our special link. This isn't going to cost you anything extra except for maybe a couple seconds of your time right before you make your purchase, but we get a thank you commission from Amazon whenever you do that. So if you plan on placing an order soon, we hope that you consider using our link. Again, a couple seconds of your time will help us out a lot. So to everyone that's already using our link, we really appreciate that support from you guys as well. So that's it. It is time to jump into this episode. This is episode 152 of Podcateers. This is our podcast. It's about three guys that love Disney, technology, art, and food. This is Podcateers.
Okay. So I saw your post. Let's just cut to the chase, bro. Why wasn't I invited?
To what?
To this Sith show you went to without me.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to go.
Oh, you didn't know I wanted to go. Right. Yeah, okay.
Dude,
You know I'm always down, bro.
You know what? I don't know why I didn't invite you. I just wanted to go by myself.
Look, man, all you got to do, I'm literally a text away, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. And but I think you were busy.
Was I?
I think you were busy.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure you were busy.
Was I busy?
I think so.
What day was it?
Saturday.
I was not busy.
Are you sure? Because I distinctly remember you telling me, I can't. I'm busy.
Okay. I'm sure it's the other guy on this podcast that's not here today.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mario is not here. He could not make it for this recording.
He's probably at the Sis show without me.
Well, you know what? If it makes you feel any better, you can go without us.
Really?
You should.
You know what?
That'll learn us.
I have a friend. I have a friend too, you know.
Don't lie to me.
I'll go with somebody.
So, yeah, it was cool, though. You know what? I wanted to go a lot earlier.
Uh-huh. Wait, what time did you go?
It was pretty late. I left the house probably about 4:30. But there was some traffic.
Was it over?
Well, it was from 6 to 10, or from like 6 to 9 or something like that, right, during the remainder of the time that Pop Comics is open.
Oh, is that the one we went to?
Yeah, it was the same Pop Comics where we did the Haunted Mansion
right,
signing thing that they did.
Right, where you didn't let me buy a comic book.
You can buy whatever you want, man. It's your money. It's a free country. You do whatever you want. But yes, it was at the same place. It was also where they had the Mary Poppins tribute show that we had Sam on to talk about.
Mm.
The show was called Sith Happens, and it was kind of just a tribute show for Star Wars since it was celebrating the 40th anniversary this last weekend.
Nice.
And it was good, man. There was a lot of really talented artists that put together some amazing pieces of art. I got a chance to meet an artist that I've been following on Instagram for a while now. His name is Ray Paez. Really talented dude. I'm glad I got a chance to say hi to him. There was this really awesome skateboard where somebody did like wood burning.
Nice.
And they burned like the scene from the Millennium Falcon into the skateboard, which
that
was
sounds
really
cool.
Super cool.
I want to ride that skateboard.
I don't think anybody's going to ride that skateboard. I'm pretty sure that because it was on the bottom part, it's just a collector piece. There was a lot of Disney mashups. Like there was a couple of pieces that had like Lilo kissing like a Stitch BB-8 or a Stitch R2-D2, like her dressed as Leia.
Oh, that's cool.
There was a couple of scenes from like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, that had like Star Wars characters, like where they're dunking the mayor, Carlos, into the well.
Yeah.
There was that scene.
That's cool.
There was like Darth Hook, you know, like Captain Hook, but with like a lightsaber and the hook. So there was a lot of really creative stuff.
Did they have to mash it with Star Wars though?
I mean, you know,
it's a Star Wars
thing. It's a Star Wars show, so you would figure they would want to do that.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
I mean, they could have done it with, like, I don't know, Back to the Future, but it wouldn't have made sense.
It wouldn't have made sense at all.
So, you know, Star Wars. So by the time that this episode comes out, it'll be, you know, a few days before the exhibit at Pop Comics is over.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they'll keep all of the art up for about a week.
Okay.
And a week after, they generally have everyone that purchased some of the pieces that were on the wall
mm-hmm.
come pick them up the Saturday after.
Mm.
And then the pieces that are left over will remain on the wall for about another week or so
okay.
in case people want to buy them.
Right.
So, it, you know, for the most part, the exhibit is up for a couple of weeks. But the entire exhibit of all the pieces is going to just be up until this coming Saturday, which is May 20th.
Okay.
So if you get a chance to head down to Pop Comics at Center Street, Anaheim, you know, check it out. Let us know what you guys thought. Tell us what your favorite piece was. I'm going to be posting some of the photos that I took on my personal blog. I'll include a link in the blog post for this episode, which will be over at podcateers.com/152. And you guys will be able to see at least some of the pieces that I was able to see that day. I got to see a bunch of people that I already know.
Like who?
You know, Sam, obviously. Mm. I saw our friend Christina. She's Nerd Poppins. I saw Natalie, who's Princess Natkins on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And that was really fun because we tried to pay tribute to a couple of Leia photos, like some of those iconic photos that we've been seeing a lot. We took some of those. That was pretty awesome. You know, just really fun for me.
Right.
So, yeah, there was stormtroopers walking around and stuff, and that was pretty cool to see. There was a bunch of people taking pictures. You know, I wish I would have been able to show up a little earlier. I think there was a lot more people.
Did you dress up?
I showed up. I did not. I did not. But I did show up, you know, almost at 7 o'clock. It was like 6:30, I think, when I finally got there.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, you said you left here like at 4.
No, I left at like 4:30, but there was some traffic.
Oh.
And then by the time I got there, it was about 6, and by the time I parked and walked over there, it was
8.
Like 6:30. No, it was like 6:30. It didn't take me that long to walk over, dude. What's wrong with you? I don't walk that slow.
Well, don't you?
Come on, man. I walk faster than that. So yeah, it was fun though.
That's cool.
I'm sorry you couldn't make it.
No, thanks for the invite.
No, remember when I said, hey, you should come with me? And you were like, you know what? I want to, but I'm busy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, all right. Well, maybe next time. And you're like, yeah, maybe next time. And I was like, all right, cool.
The only thing on your side is my bad memory.
Yes. I mean, yeah, well, I mean, you got to do something about that.
That's a dark.
Hey, you know what? Before we continue, I want to send a quick shout out to listener Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Who this last week had posted something on the Facebook page.
Okay.
It was a video that I guess Geek.net had put up at one point. He reposted it on our page.
Uh-huh.
It is called Star Wars, The Complete Canon Timeline.
Ooh, I need to watch this.
Yeah. If anybody was interested in knowing what the canon timeline is right now for Star Wars.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, it could change. It could change at any time, right? Uh-huh. Because Disney has all of these additional stories in the universe and everything that they can choose from.
Right.
That they've acknowledged now, saying that's not canon anymore, but it's not to say that they won't bring stuff back, because Star Wars Rebels has been doing a good job of bringing stuff back in little by little.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's a good video. You know, we'll go ahead and we'll post it. I can't vouch for the accuracy of the video because we did not make it.
Right.
But it seems pretty legit so far, because it seems like it is made by Star Wars fans that are harder core fans than we are from Star Wars, that have been watching and that appreciate Star Wars much longer than we have.
Right.
So we'll go ahead and we'll post the video in the blog post for the episode if you guys want to check that out. And then, you know, hopefully you guys learned something from it. I know for a fact that, you know, there's tons of stuff in there that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, give it a watch and let us know what you guys think about it.
All right, cool.
So, anyway, you know, I think you ended up going to California Adventure without me this last week.
Yeah, so I took my own friend.
Where was my invite?
My friend didn't want you there.
Look, dude, imaginary people do not count. So you need to stop making people up.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. And just realize,
dude,
I'm real.
I'm sure my friend was real. Okay.
I don't know, man.
I have friends.
Do you, though? Because it seems like you're making it up right now.
Look, just because you've never seen this person doesn't mean this person doesn't exist.
Javier? Okay? Javier?
Yeah.
Are they sitting next to you right now?
Is that a trick question?
No, I'm just wondering. You know what? It's okay. Hello, Javier's friends. It's very nice to meet you. Oh, you enjoyed being at California Adventure too. You know what? I like being at DCA as well. Are you looking forward to the Guardians coming to California? Oh, you are! Mission Breakout! So cool! All right, well, at least we agree. Dude, your friend is so much cooler than you are.
My friend and I are in agreement that it should have never been Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's not what they said right now. See, look, they're laughing at you.
Oh, okay.
So,
with.
You know what? I believe you now. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
That's all I wanted.
What was I thinking?
Exactly. So, I went to California Adventure.
Right, without me. No invite, gotcha. But hey, you got to go, right, buddy?
What did I have? I had that corn on the cob, corn dog, amazing thingamabob.
Wait, what? Say that again? I think you said words that don't necessarily belong together.
Okay. The actual name is called Crispy Battered Corn on the Cob. Okay?
Where do they have it?
At the Paradise Garden Grill. That's what it was.
Okay. First of all.
Real place.
No. I know you didn't make it up. I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Totally impressed you remembered that.
Oh, thanks.
Good job, buddy.
I didn't look it up at all.
So explain this corn on the cob thing for me, because it's battered.
It is battered. Okay, so think of an elote. Okay, corn on the cob.
Okay, corn, elote, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Now pretend it's a hot dog with a stick in it, and then they dip it in the what do you call that? Corn batter?
Like the cornmeal?
Cornmeal, like, yes.
For a corn dog?
For a corn dog. But I think they must, like, triple layer that thing, because there was so much bread on the corn itself. That's really the only thing I didn't like about it, actually. It was too much bread.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And then do you even eat that? Because corn on the cob.
You're not supposed to eat the cob? Is that what you're talking
about? Not really. Javier, were you eating the cob part?
Yes.
Were you eating the... Okay.
No.
We need to have a talk.
No, here. You eat it just like a regular corn on a cob. You know, like a typewriter.
Okay. You know, there's all sorts of weird food.
Right.
And we've talked about some of it in the recent weeks. And I just... Sometimes I wonder... Who thought it would be okay to dip a corn into this cornmeal?
I don't know.
Because some combos just make sense, and they won't to other people.
Right.
But corn is not traditionally one of those things where it's like, let me batter it in something.
Exactly. So, dude, it was good.
Really?
It was. I don't know. It's because I'm just – because I love corn itself, and corn dogs are bomb.com. But both together – really good, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to digest this idea of you using the term bomb.com right now.
It's funny because I think I texted it to you once not too long ago, and I'm so happy you didn't say anything.
Oh, well, because I was saving it for right now.
All right. I want to read this to you, okay?
All right.
And yes, I pulled this up. I went onto their website. And it says it's a fresh ear of corn, golden fried and seasoned batter with cilantro lime mayonnaise.
Really? And on top of it?
Uh-huh. They just squirt it like on top. They zigzag it from top to bottom, basically.
So it's literally like getting an elote.
Exactly.
From the guy in the cart on the street.
Yes.
But it's got batter.
It deep fried batter. Yes. And then they put Parmesan cheese on top.
And you're saying that this is actually, and I quote, bomb.com. Because if it truly is what you are describing it as, I think I need to try this when I go next time.
I gotta tell you, man, you have to.
How expensive was it?
It wasn't that bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was only about an arm and a leg.
Well, that's good. I mean, usually it's two arms and
right.
a leg.
Right.
So, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. No, it was $8.49.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not that bad. Yeah, I mean, for what you get, I thought it was actually pretty reasonable.
All right.
Yeah.
You sent me two pictures, though. What was the other thing that you had?
Okay. The other one was doublebomb.com.
Oh, double bomb.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay. I'm happy you're sitting down because I was about to tell you, sit down for this one.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. This one's called the Chicken and Waffle Skewer.
I'm in. You're done.
Yes!
You don't even need to say anything else.
Yes!
I'm so in. Dude, I love chicken and waffles.
Yeah, dude, you would absolutely love this. Okay.
Which, by the way, just made me realize I've been super hypercritical of you saying you like chicken with honey.
Yes. Okay. Now check this out. Check this out, okay? Same concept of the cornabob, whatever it's called. Whatever it's called. Okay. Same concept. They take this seasoned chicken breast, whatever, stick in it, and then they dip it in the waffle batter, okay?
Nice.
Then they deep fry it, okay? Crispy like Donahue's, okay?
Okay.
Really good. And then they give you a side of
cilantro mayonnaise.
No.
Oh.
Close. Syrup. Okay?
But why am I not surprised?
With bacon bits inside.
Okay, what?
Yes, dude.
What are we doing here? Why are we not at DCA?
I don't know.
You know, we're...
We should be where Mario is.
It's at a time of day where technically... You know what? Let's not talk about the time of day.
Yeah.
Let's just say
we could go.
We could go.
I'm telling you, I'm sure this is where Mario is right now.
Oh, man. That actually sounds really, really delicious.
Bomb.com.
So I'm not going to say that, you know.
That phrase anymore?
No, I'm just, seriously, you need to reevaluate your life. I don't even know where that came from.
Now, here's the thing. The price, okay? This one's a little more than the kebab.
The chicken and waffle stick, right?
Yes. This one's $9.29. Okay, it's not a big difference. What is that? 80 cents more? Okay. But if you get both and a drink, it adds up, man.
What, they didn't give you a discount?
Probably. What, a couple bucks? You know?
Well, I mean, with the annual pass, you get a discount.
Yeah. I got a discount, but still.
But still yeah. A lot. Man, was it at least a big enough chunk that you were happy with the amount that you got?
Yeah. So, if I can go back with my complaints on each of them, for the kebab, I keep calling it kebab. I don't even know what it's. I forgot what it's called. The crispy battered corn on the cob. My only complaint, I felt that it was too much batter. Okay. On the chicken and waffle skewer, it was the opposite. I felt it should have been a double dip. Waffle thickness to the crispy chicken. Yeah, I felt it was too thin, too flaky.
All right.
Yeah. So if that was doubled and the other one was, you know, halved, I think they both would have been nailed.
All right. Well, I guess I'll keep that in mind and I'll completely ignore everything that you just said. And then I'll try it.
All right.
Because more than likely, I'll probably end up liking the amount because I think you're just picky about things being bomb.com.
Yeah.
So I'll try it.
Okay.
Both of them sound pretty delicious. Dude,
they're awesome, dude.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
You know, since we're in DCA already.
All right.
Did you actually have a chance to walk all the way to Mission Breakout and see it without the walls and everything?
Yes.
What did you think?
Horrifying.
Seriously?
Horrifying.
Seriously?
I don't even know how to describe this. Okay. Worst thing I've ever seen.
You know, I got a message from one of our fairy godparents, Anita, who saw this button on Etsy.
Okay.
That's got Mission Breakout on it.
Okay.
It looks like a classic Disneyland button. Uh-huh. And underneath it says, just get over it.
Oh, you know, I'm happy you said that. One of my biggest issue with Mission Breakout, it's one of the beautiful things at Disneyland is if you're at one land, you can't see the other lands, right? That's my biggest problem now with this ugly building. When Tower of Terror was there, it almost blended with the scenery. Okay,
I agree with that.
It didn't stand out like a sore thumb, red throbbing thumb that's been smashed by a hammer, and it's oozing blood and different colors. Okay.
Wow, that's very descriptive.
Okay, that's what I see. It's this red thing with veins everywhere. It's an eyesore from anywhere you stand in California Adventure.
In general, I do agree with you that whatever you see from another land should somehow blend in sufficiently that you either don't notice it at all or somehow blends into the surroundings, right?
Right.
The Tower of Terror, or Mission Breakout now, is such a large structure. The only thing that might be comparable in size is Grizzly Peak. And even that, I mean, it's very noticeable, but, you know, depending on where you are in the park, you're still going to see that massive structure, right?
Okay.
In general, though, I do think it's a lot flashier than people were expecting to see. And it does have a very different aesthetic that in its current iteration, like the way that Hollywood Land stands now, it just doesn't fit in, right? You know, and if they end up converting that entire area to Marvel, maybe when that happens, it'll begin to make more sense in the area, which again is why I will never give up on, I think it should have been Avengers Tower.
Okay.
You know, if they had the same ride concept, you know, where it was still, you were going away from somebody, maybe you were getting away from Ultron or something like that.
I was thinking if Hulk was at the top of the tower and he smashed you down.
I mean, they could have done so many things with it. Because look, in one of the Iron Man movies, Tony's mansion, like everything gets destroyed, right? So it could have been something similar. Like Avengers Tower was one of his buildings.
Right.
So if it was a concept where somehow, you know, Ultron was chasing you or something and you were going down Avengers Tower, you were trying to escape, same concept, just different graphics, different overlay.
Right.
I think converting all of that to New York would have just looked nicer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
I'm going to show you that button. Just get over it.
Oh, I'm over it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
That I've accepted the fact that this change has happened. There's no going back to Tower. And there's a bunch of people that are like, bring back Tower, sign a petition. Yeah, that, it's not going to happen.
That's definitely not going
to
happen.
You know, I hate to say it and I hate to be so blunt about it, but it's not coming back. It is what it is. You know, they're not going to change it. I like the fact that they're bringing more Marvel into the park. But as it stands right now, it does seem a little out of place.
I need the Hulk.
I'm sure he's coming.
I need more Spider-Man.
There's enough Spider-Man.
No, I need more. Less Iron Man.
There's not any Iron Man right now.
Good. That's how it should stay.
Why do you gotta be so mean? You know what would be bomb.com?
What's that?
More Iron Man.
I should have guessed.
So that's the only thing. You know, right. I do agree that it is a little bit of it stands out.
Right.
You know, definitely. But I know that as they continue with these phases of changing both parks, I know it'll begin to blend in more. It doesn't really make sense now because of what you're looking at. But, dude, who's to say that in 5 to 10 years, California Adventure is even going to be called California Adventure?
Yeah. You know,
it could end up being just Marvel Land.
No.
You know, they could change it. No, dude. You never know.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Call it Mini Disney 2 or something.
Mini Disney 2.
Disney Junior. I don't care.
But you don't know. That's the point that I'm trying to make, that most of that park could end up just being a Marvel theme park for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think when we look back at these changes, let's say 15 or 20 years from now, which seems like a long time, but it's really not.
It's around the corner.
Yeah. Like, we'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, it makes sense now why they did that.
Right.
But as it stands right now, it just kind of doesn't make sense because people aren't looking at the big picture.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the reason I was asking was not even to, like, get into that argument was because this last week they announced that full-size Groot is coming to California Adventure.
Oh, that's your announcement?
That was the announcement that I was trying to get to. So instead of getting the little baby Groot,
good,
which I thought was adorable, but still, you know, moved a little rigid.
No.
We're getting full-size Groot.
Yes. Much better.
And I want to see you dance with Star-Lord.
Me?
Yes.
Dude, I'm totally down.
Cause I mean, you got the moves.
I have the moves.
You do. They are bomb.com.
They are bomb.com. And did you ever see me in my breakdance crew?
No. But... I think the listeners will want to see you as part of your breakdance crew.
I only did one move, bro.
So anybody that's going to the Pirates meetup, remember to ask Javier about his dance crew moves because we need to see this.
Get that straight, bro. Breakdance crew.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Breakdance crew. So remember, anybody that's going to the meetup, breakdance crew.
Yes.
Ask him to see the moves.
Yes.
So tell me more about this breakdance crew.
Okay. So it was a lot of me just laying there.
Okay.
On the ground.
Okay.
Worm.
Oh, you can do the worm?
Did some spinning.
What?
Hold my weight with one arm.
Wow. You know what? I need to see this.
Windmills.
You are dope and fresh.
Yes. Popping, locking.
More like popping fresh.
The dab.
Oh, man.
You should see my running, man.
Yeah, I should see your running, man. So I do want to see these dance moves.
I think
at the Cabbage movie patch. Meetup, I think do a little Roger Rabbit, too.
Roger Rabbit.
Nice. That's appropriate for Disneyland.
Yes.
Right on.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
it
totally is.
Captain EO.
Captain EO. Oh, what?
You can moonwalk. Dance
like Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I really have to see this. This is going on YouTube, guys. The history of breakdance with Javier. So, yeah, man, we are getting full-size Groot. I know you're much happier about getting full-size Groot.
Especially after watching the movie, I'm much happier that full-size Groot is coming.
Why? There's so many good parts with baby Groot.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Dude. I'm so happy full-size Groot is coming.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that disagree with you.
Oh, I'm sure. But you know what? Me and my friend, we agree.
I don't know. Javier's friend. What do you... Do you agree with these comments?
Told you.
See?
No.
Yeah.
No,
but see? No. See what your friend just said right now, though?
Oh, how dare you.
Exactly. Exactly.
No.
No, I told... Wait, high five right here.
Don't high five.
My friend now.
So anyway, I just want to say I'm happy full-size Groot is coming instead of the little one. What's his name? Baby Groot?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I think you're completely wrong. I have not seen the film yet. I'm going to go watch it next weekend.
When you do, I think you'll agree.
I don't think so.
You know what? You're right. You and I don't seem to agree in the movies.
I've talked to enough people that have seen this already that tell me that, in general, they like the first one more because of the story. They do.
First one's much better.
Yeah, they are telling me that the story, in general, is a little more hashed out in this one. Mm-hmm. That some of the things that happened in some of the scenes towards the end especially felt rushed. Mm. And it didn't feel like they really thought it out. It was just like, all right. Just get this scene out already.
Right. You know what? I know we're going to disagree. Because you always seem to like terrible movies. And
I don't know, dude. I kind of feel the same way about you. Like, you like Superman. You like Suicide Squad.
You like the Civil War.
That was great.
No, I don't know. It really wasn't.
It was really good.
Well.
No.
You know what?
It was really good.
Then you're going to love Volume 2.
Yes. I knew it. All right. Well, if any of you guys have seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, let us know what you guys thought. If you can, try to stay as spoiler-free as possible in case anybody reading your comments has not seen it yet.
Right.
But, you know, let us know your thoughts and tell, you know, Javier that you disagree with him or that you agree with him. Who knows? You may have felt exactly the same. So yeah, leave us some comments. Let us know what you guys thought and we'll read it in an upcoming episode.
Okay. All right. My friend agrees with me at least.
Oh yeah, your friend. They just high-fived me. They don't agree with you on Jack. All right. Well, since we're talking about movies, you know, let's talk about the Pirates of the Caribbean movie meetup that we have been planning.
Okay.
We had originally thought of doing this movie meetup on opening weekend because we know that if we do it, you know, a weekend or two after, mostly everybody has seen it already.
Right.
Not everybody wants to see it twice. You know, they're the hardcore fans, Mario, that will see it 12 or 15 times because Johnny Depp is in it. But not everybody wants to do that. Mm. You know, they want to see it one time, maybe once in 3D, and then maybe once the Blu-ray comes out.
Right.
And so
I want to watch it in standard 3D, high def. What's the other one?
Virtual reality. I mean, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, Javier. We'll take care of you.
All right. Thank you very much.
So the idea was to go watch this opening weekend, which was going to be May 27th.
Okay.
It actually opens on the 26th officially.
Right.
But we were going to go on Saturday, May 27th. Mm-hmm. Now, we normally get together around 12, 1 o'clock, you know, to give us some time to get to Downtown Disney, have a drink or two after. And this time around, for some reason, the AMC at Downtown Disney doesn't have very many showtimes for this film.
Because what are they expecting? Not to a lot of people turning out or what?
I'm not sure what they are expecting, but they don't have a showing in standard definition until 3:15 p.m.
Okay.
So that's normally the time that we're getting out of the theater to head over to Trader Sam's, you know, to have a drink, have some food, whatever we want to do, right?
Right.
So if you guys are following us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you may have already seen the post prior to this episode where we need some help deciding what day we're going to do this meetup. So the option is either to do it on Saturday, May 27th now, or Sunday, May 28th. So here's the thing. Both days, they have a 12:45 showing in IMAX. It's not 3D. It's just IMAX. But I think it's reserved seating, so that's the good thing. And then they have a standard viewing at 3:15 both days.
Okay.
So we can either do the IMAX one, which is about $5 more expensive.
Whoa, I think wait like a minute.
$18 to do the IMAX one at 12:45 on either Saturday or Sunday, or we can do the standard definition Saturday or Sunday at 3:15, and that one's about $13. It's like $5 cheaper than IMAX.
Right.
So head on over to Instagram, to Facebook, or Twitter. Help us vote on the day that you guys want to see the film with us.
So listeners decide.
It's going to be the best way to figure out what's going to work for everybody.
Right.
Because I don't know how many people actually want to see it IMAX.
Right.
As much as I would want to see it in 3D, I know you can't stand 3D.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So
I'm not a fan.
Why would we say, let's go watch it in 3D, and then you get sick halfway through the movie?
Watch. Let me say this now. I don't like 3D. Now, all the listeners are going to vote for the 3D one.
There's no 3D one.
They're going to throw in a third option.
No, it's only the IMAX version. Uh-huh. It's not 3D, but it is a larger screen.
Okay.
And then the standard definition one without 3D. So those are the only two options.
Okay.
So really what we're voting for is either the day and the time that we're going to watch it. So either Saturday or Sunday, and the options are 12:15 IMAX on either day, or 3:15 as
standard.
As far as I can tell, those are the show times posted by AMC right now.
Okay.
Hopefully they don't change.
Oh, I know, right?
And then last minute we're like, oh, guys, there's like a 1:30 now. You know, we're just trying to plan this. We're trying to do the Facebook post. And up until this last week, there was no show times available, which is why I couldn't create the Facebook invite.
Right.
Now that we know what the show times are, now we just need help trying to figure out what time we're going to go.
Yeah.
We want to just make it as convenient as possible, and the majority is going to rule on this one, just kind of like they helped us vote for the last one. So head on over to our Instagram account and vote for which option you want. If you don't have an Instagram account, go ahead and leave a comment in the Facebook post for this episode. It's going to be episode 152. Just search for that one. Leave which one you prefer, or you can go to the blog post and just leave your vote there as well. Podcasters.com/152.
And Hazen will count them all.
Javier will count them all once it's done.
You know, let's just give it to Mario.
We should just give it to Mario. That'll be his job. He'll count the votes.
Or my friend right here.
Or your friend.
Yeah.
No, your friend will vote like whatever you want. Vote 3D.
Hey.
Your friend will vote 3D.
Hey, Zed, stop that.
What? Vote 3D. All right. So, if you guys could help us determine which day, what time is going to be the best for you guys, that would be awesome, because it'll help us narrow down the time. We'll be able to post the invite and everything. And we hope to see you guys there. You know, we've had fun at the previous ones, and we hope more of you can come out to this one as well.
Yes, totally awesome.
Yeah. So, you know what else was awesome? Kind of awesome, kind of half awesome. And
the chicken and waffle skewer?
Yes. It kind of threw off a lot of people, actually. this last week, we ended up posting a first look, a sneak preview of Fantasmic 2.0. And the first thing that Mario ended up texting me
after we saw that
was like, where's the second exclamation point?
You forgot the upgrade or whatever this is.
It's funny because they have a couple of pins to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Fantasmic at the park right now.
Right.
And they all have one exclamation point.
Really?
So I think as far as what I've seen posted, it looks like there's only one.
I don't like that.
So I think the idea of having two was nothing more than a rumor. Just because it sounded cool.
Dude.
You know, and
Disney's not doing it themselves?
Who knows? That might change. But as far as it is right now, there is no change to the logo. It just looks like it's one.
I'm disappointed.
Well, you know.
I thought it was two because it made sense.
Well, it hasn't premiered yet. It might be. You know, maybe these are just because it's the 25th anniversary and they're using the original logo.
Well, too bad. Hopefully they change their mind or bring it back or listen to this episode and be like, you know what? These two guys are right.
Well,
it should bring two exclamation
points. Two exclamation points. Yeah. I think I used one of the hashtags, like, where's the second exclamation point?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So here was the thing. This was an actual photo posted by the Disney blog. you know, whenever it comes to rumors and stuff like that, we do our best not to post and jump on these things before it's been confirmed by Disney, because you never know what's actually true.
Right.
You know, Disney obviously is the only entity that will tell you. Yeah, they're the main source. They're going to be the ones that tell you exactly what's happening.
In general, we usually avoid rumors unless we have fun with it.
Unless we have, exactly, yeah. You know. And in this case, it was a little of both.
Okay.
Okay, because when I first saw the photograph that they posted for Fantasmic, it said, you know, first look and everything, and I thought, wow, that looks super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like looking at this on my phone, but I wasn't paying much attention to it, right? And so I pulled the image and I thought, I'm going to post this in a little bit. I was finishing up some work, and then I finally get back to the post, and I look at the photo right before I posted it, and I was like, man, this looks kind of photoshopped.
Really?
Like, it doesn't look like it's a legit Fantasmic thing. It's like, oh, you know what? It's probably just concept art. It's probably just them mocking up what the idea is, and that's, all right, that's cool, whatever, right?
Makes sense.
So I figured, okay, I'm just going to post it, sneak peek, first look, and everybody had the same reaction that I did. It's like, wow, this is so amazing. This is awesome, but I figured after, it's like, man, you know what we should have done?
What's that?
We should have actually changed the post and been like, this is just concept art. Which is, I added the hashtag concept art so that people can see
you
that
added,
it was like concept art.
You added it later at the end where nobody saw it.
No, it was like in the first line.
It was the first one.
Yeah, it was like, I don't think it was the first hashtag, but I think it may have been like in the first few hashtags, so that when people saw it, they would realize like, hey, this is concept art. At least that's what you hoped.
Right.
Because it doesn't look like it's a real photo. Plus, there's no testing that's been going on, so there would have been no way for them to actually take this photograph, you know, if it actually the case. Right? Because the Rivers of America haven't been available for that. They were still finishing everything up.
Oh, that makes
sense. So obviously, it's concept art.
Right.
But if the new Fantasmic looks just as amazing as this concept art piece does, I'm going to love the new Fantasmic. Because so far it looks really good.
Yes.
And just with everything else that we've been hearing, you know, with the Black Pearl and all that stuff that's happening with Pirates, I really hope that they get all of that, you know, perfected, and that they don't end up dropping some of these scenes because they couldn't get it done.
Right.
Because I just think, you know, this is exactly the type of thing that Walt talked about, you know, plussing everything and making it better.
Right.
Like, I think this is just going to be so much cooler than the original Fantasmic.
I can't wait, man.
I know. I'm really looking forward to this one. If you guys didn't get a chance to check it out, head over to the Instagram account. We posted the Aladdin and Jasmine scene concept. And, you know, for a sneak peek of what's coming, I really like it. I think you guys will, too, once you guys take a look at it. But if you haven't had a chance to, leave us a comment. Tell us what you guys think about it. And tell us if you guys are excited about the changes so far that we've talked about. Or if you just want your original Fantasmic back. Because I know there's going to be a bunch of people that
no
are going to be like,
no one wants that back.
Just leave it the way
no
that it
one
is.
Said no one. Said no one.
Leave the tower. I mean, leave Fantasmic. Said no one, right?
Said no one, yeah. I take that back. I'm sure there's people out there that love the original. However,
oh,
you know, I'll make them a pin as well. Get over it.
All right. Well, before we end the episode, I did want to talk a little bit about something that I read this last week. And it kind of goes along with this whole like rumors thing, right? But it also goes along with, you know, over the last several months, you know, I don't want to get political.
Okay.
Know, but if I said the term to you, fake news, obviously a lot of people are going to understand what I'm talking about. You know, regardless of where you fall, I don't need to know that.
Uh-huh.
But the term fake news has come up everywhere.
Has it?
Right? It has.
I'm out of the loop.
To the point where Facebook and other organizations are pre-vetting articles that go up on Facebook, and they are marking them as either legit or possibly fake.
Okay.
You know, because there's not enough, you know,
evidence
to sustain what's inside of the article.
Okay.
So anyway, the reason I'm bringing up fake news is because sometimes things get posted that you don't know are necessarily true, but sometimes they become these like viral hits.
Right.
And just the incorrect information spreads.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And for the most part, when we talk about something on the podcast that is incorrect, we do our best to do one of two things. I will, when I listen back to the episodes and we're kind of editing and, you know, putting it all together, writing the blog post, we'll write in the blog post, hey, this was wrong in the episode. This is actually how it went down. So for the people that read the blog post, they're getting the updated information.
Right.
And in other cases,
we fake it till we make it.
And in other times. Exactly.
Yeah.
And in other cases, in the next episode, we just say a correction. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we said this wrong in the last episode. I mean, case in point, Calliope. You know, who would have thunk?
Hey.
But, you know, we always do our best to give you the most accurate information. And it's just surprising how some people don't care about that.
If the, the accuracy?
The accuracy of what they're reporting. And more importantly, where that is coming
from. Who is posting this? Okay?
So here's what happened.
Right.
There is an auction house in the LA area called Van Eaton Galleries. And Van Eaton is very famous for holding these auctions of Disney memorabilia. They're very well known in the Disney community, especially if you're a collector. You know, that is the premier place to go.
You want something legit, when, you can buy it there. It's,
yeah, exactly. They're like the premier auction house for these types of, of items. Later this year, there's supposed to be an auction for a Disneyland map. And originally when Walt...
Like the ones you... They fold up and give you at the entry, or what
are
you saying?
No, no, no. Oh. So originally, when Walt was pitching the idea of Disneyland, he wanted a little bit of a visual, you know? So he originally told Herb Ryman, hey, I need you to draw this for me. And Herb Ryman was like, I don't want to do that. He's like, no, you're going to do this. He's like, I don't want to do that. He's like, well, what if I stay here with you? He's like, all right, fine, whatever. You know, so he stayed all weekend.
So he, what is he, blackmailed him to say, like, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving till you do it?
He didn't blackmail him. I mean, it was his job.
Right.
You know, it was his boss telling him to do his job. They stayed over the weekend. And so Walt worked with Herb Ryman to draw out this concept map of Disneyland.
Right.
And it was part of what they were showing the investors when they were trying to get the initial money. It's what they gave to Roy to show the investors. And they got, you know, money to start building Disneyland. That piece of artwork was replicated, obviously, because you don't want to ruin the original copy. And this last week, there was an article that was called, this was in on Mental Floss. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the website, but the website Mental Floss posted an article that was called Rediscovered Map of Disneyland Hand-Drawn by Walt Himself Up for Sale.
Where's the problem?
Walt didn't draw the map.
I thought he was an artist.
Kind of not. Here's the thing. As talented as Walt Disney was, Walt was really creative and he was very ingenious, you know, about his ideas and the concepts and everything. But Walt was very smart about surrounding himself with people that were much better at the things he was not good at doing so that he could succeed.
Right.
Right. It's kind of like what Steve Jobs did.
It's like what you do with me. I'm better than you.
Exactly.
So
we're
friends.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right, invisible friend? Exactly.
Invisible.
So that was one of Walt's strengths. You know, he knew how to choose people that were right for the job.
Right.
Right. And so he knew Herb Ryman was a person to draw this map for him because Walt couldn't really draw. You know, he was not a very good artist. Like, if you look at the rudimentary sketches of Mickey and you see what Ub did compared to what he did.
Right.
You know, he wasn't a very good artist. And he knew that. You know, so Herb Ryman was the one that drew out this map.
Okay.
This article picked up traction and it just got posted and reposted and reposted like everywhere. It got posted as fact. So the article talks about this like former cast member that I guess had been working at the studio at one point. And he, after this was done drawing, like he saw this map rolled up in a corner and he said, hey, Walt, can I keep this?
Right.
And Walt was like, sure, keep it. It's fine.
Right.
And I'm thinking like,
little did he know.
Really?
Yeah.
So Walt's just going to be like, yeah, sure. This like priceless map of this thing I just pitched. No problem. Take it with you, kid.
You don't believe it?
I found it a little difficult to believe. Uh-huh. I'm not saying he's lying or anything like that. It could have been a facsimile. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the validity of this map is. I'm sure Van Eaton will kind of parse that out. But the original one, I'm sure the Disney archives has their hands like that is, you know, under tight security,
right.
You know, vault somewhere,
I'm sure.
Like a literal vault.
Oh, not the fake news like the
not like the Disney vault where they put the movies.
No, I was gonna say, oh, that's a good one though. I was thinking more of the warehouse for the parade.
Oh, for the parade?
Yeah.
No, not a fictitious warehouse either. Like, I mean like a literal vault.
Right.
You know,
I'm sure there is.
Because Vellum is very I mean, you've worked with Vellum before, you know, it's very fragile. You know, after a while, it gets worse and worse. Mm-hmm. So the last thing that they need is for that thing to fall apart.
Right.
You know, it's a part of history. And a couple of D23s ago, they actually had a map on display. And whether or not it was the original map, I want to say that it was maybe a copy that was mm-hmm. just really holding up. But it could have been the original map. At least that's what they were telling everybody. But you had to stand in a line. You had to go into a tented area mm-hmm. where it wasn't shining real light on it.
Yeah, because...
So that you could see what the map was.
Light right? will damage any sort of artwork. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder how many of these maps are floating around, right?
Right.
So the reason this guy is bringing this map, you know, to Van Eaton is because he wants to sell it as a collector. He's like, oh, yeah, I've been holding on to this map for all these years, mm-hmm. and I want to sell it. And the estimated value is about $1 million.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
for a map I can just get at the entryway.
It's not that one. Remember, this is the one that Walt Disney hand drew.
Right.
Which, again, not true at all.
Right.
Right? It was drawn by Herb Ryman.
Right.
Here's where this whole, like, fake news and everything that I started talking about ties in. A bunch of websites started picking up this article as fact, right? Mm-hmm. If a website started that and they just got it wrong, they didn't know their Disney history, cool. You know, no problem. You quickly add a line that corrects it, or you change the title and say, hey, we corrected the title. We thought this was the case. But they haven't changed it.
Right.
That's the first thing that I see wrong, that they haven't made an attempt to correct the mistake. Two... The biggest mistake is that this article originated in that state from ABC News.
Interesting. So then, case closed, this is fact.
It is not fact. And that's what bothers me the uh-huh. most, because ABC
mm-hmm.
is a company of Disney.
Correct. Oh, Disney owns case ABC. Closed. It is fact.
It is not fact.
Dude, let's domino backwards. It was ABC News... I mean, come on. They're never wrong. And then it's connected to Disney. And of course, Disney, in your opinion, will vouch for anything that is true, right? Just like the Marvel guy who claimed that Stan Lee was the Watcher. So this is what you're standing by. So if Disney themselves are saying this story validates that Walt Disney did hand draw this map, then it has to be true.
No.
Oh, okay.
None of that. Do I stand behind Kevin Feige? Yes, I do.
Do you?
Okay.
But you don't stand behind Disney
Listen.
Saying that this is real.
Listen.
All right.
Imaginary friend, check your friend.
Not imaginary.
So here's the thing. Do I stand behind Kevin Feige saying that Stan Lee is a watcher? Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm just going to go on record.
Enjoy that.
Two, that's actually the part that surprises me about this so much, because the Disney company is very in tune with what their history is, and they're very particular about how they portray Walt and how they portray, you know, the creation of Disneyland and everything around it. So the fact that ABC, which is a company of Disney, got this wrong and it's still up incorrect on their website
mm-hmm.
is what bothers me so much.
Right.
Because people read it, and if, like I said, if you don't know Disney history, you are just taking it as fact and be like, oh my God, ABC just posted this thing, this hand-drawn map of Walt. And so everybody is taking it as fact, and so it's spreading like crazy.
Right.
And that's not the case. And like I said, you know, we do our best. I mean, we're not perfect. You know, we do our best to research as much as possible, but we get things wrong.
I'm perfect.
Well, you know, debatable. But, you know, we do our best to try to correct them either in the blog post or the episode. We, you know, we change it up, make a note or something.
Right.
And there, I think what bugs me is that there's no attempt to correct it so far.
Mm.
They've left these articles up for what seems like a week now. And they haven't made that change.
Face it, Hazen. It's a fact.
It's not a fact. I'm
he
sorry to tell you.
He hand drew this.
Wow, you just fell hook, line, and sinker.
Disney told me.
I mean, look, I'm probably getting way more overworked about this than mm-hmm. I need to be.
Right.
But I just, it kind of does bug me that, mm-hmm. you know, a company of Disney is reporting this as fact and it is incorrect. So yeah, it's just, it's a bummer that they haven't made the corrections, but I mean, let me know what you guys think. You know, it's, if you guys think it's okay for them to just leave it like this and, you know, let people kind of correct it themselves in the comments or something, or, you know, should they have corrected it or changed the title, whatever, you guys let us know what you think would have been the right way to put the correct information out, you know, so that more people weren't getting it wrong, because it just seems like it was a snowball effect. You know, one or two people picked it up and then more and more it got posted. Facebook and Twitter just...
I'm about to repost it myself.
You do that.
Yeah.
Imaginary friend, check Javier.
Not imaginary. I don't know where this imaginary thing came from.
Right here.
Real friend.
Sitting right
here,
man.
I have a friend. Okay.
Okay. You know, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
You are real.
Thank you.
I mean, look, he's sitting. Javier is sitting right here next to you.
Thank
How
you.
How are you not real?
Exactly.
All right, man. I think that's going to wrap it up.
Okay.
You ready?
You know what?
I think it's time for... Is it like late lunch or early dinner? Like, what is it considered?
I'm going to go late, with...
I mean, you know what? It's food.
I'm going to go with
food.
No, I'm going to go with late lunch so I can have a late dinner.
You know what? You do that. All right. Well, I'm hungry, so we need to go get some food.
All right. Let's roll, man.
And we are going to wrap it up here. But before we do, we just want to quickly remind you that Podcateers is brought to you by listeners just like you.
Like me.
Of course. Just like you.
Yes.
And your imaginary friend.
Not
here.
Imaginary.
And if you want to become one of what we call our fairy godparents, you can do so for as little as $1 million
a month. Uh-huh.
Or 1 million.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a hand-drawn map by Javier.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would.
You should. We'll get a
anybody,
million. You hand-draw a Disneyland map.
Anybody that gives a million, I will hand-draw any map they want.
You know what?
People yeah.
will hold you to that.
Yes.
So the easiest way to become one of our fairy godparents is by going over to podcateers.com and clicking on the Patreon logo, or going to patreon.com/podcateers for more information. To all of our fairy godparents, we just want to say a big, huge thank you to all of you for your additional support. It truly means a lot to us that you guys are helping us out.
Absolutely.
And if you guys want to help us out in a slightly different way, if you shop on Amazon.
Amazon!
The best way to do that is by going to podcateers.com/Amazon.
Amazon!
First, before you make your next purchase, you click on the big Amazon
big
button.
Big Amazon!
That's on that page. You'll get taken over to Amazon.
Amazon!
With our special link. And anything that you purchase will give us a small commission as a thank you from Amazon.
Amazon!
Because you went through our website and used our link. And I know a lot of you guys are using that right now, so we just want to say thank you to all of you guys for all of your purchases. That also helps us on a monthly basis, and we truly appreciate that support as well. If you want to find out more information about this episode or any other episode, just head on over to podcateers.com. You can also find us on any of the social networks. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and on YouTube.
Wow.
Just search for Podcateers.
Wow.
We'd love it if you guys go over and follow us and like us and subscribe to us. If you guys head on over to the YouTube channel and you guys subscribe, make sure that you hit that little bell icon.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we're trying to, you know, trying to get on a consistent posting schedule,
yeah,
it's going to be the easiest way for you to know that, oh, hey, they posted something. Hey,
finally.
How awesome. Finally. Right? And if you guys mm-hmm. want to tell your friends, you know, to subscribe to the podcast, that's also a really great way to help us out. To help
make them
the
listen.
Word. And that's it, man.
All right.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
What do you feel like eating? McDonald's?
McDonald's? Do they have chicken waffles there?
They probably do.
Maybe we should just go to DCA and get right. Corn on the corn dog husk dip thing that you were talking about.
Right.
All right, we'll figure it out. So, all right. That's it. Anything else from you?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, until next week, here's to Beers, Chews, and Mickey Ears. Have a fantastic week, everybody.
Peace to the outs.
Bye, Mario.
That was a good Mario.
I know. I'm not
Why from Javier's imaginary friend?
Stop that.
And you know what? I just want to say thank you for being here to support me and Javier today, because I think without you here, it would have just been a duo, not a trio.
Stop that. You know, if you can see my imaginary friend, you're the one with the problem.
But who's your friend who likes to play?
Who's my friend that likes to play?
Yeah. Bing bong.
Oh, my Lord.